Meanwhile, in eastern Ukraine, people are picking up the pieces after a summer of intense fighting between government forces and pro-Russia rebels. The BBC's Paul Adams traveled to the city of Luhansk, where thousands of people still depend on handouts and have no electricity or water.
A city in mourning, Russian Orthodox priests offering prayers for the victims of the government siege. Slowly, and with no real sense of optimism, Luhansk is coming back to life. Under a green tent, a quiet line of grateful citizens waits for a decent plate of food, thanks to one of a handful of soup kitchens operating across the city. There's still no electricity or water, so thousands of people depend on places like this. I find Anatoly Bukhalov sitting alone in the corner. When he finds out we're from Britain, he breaks into song.
Back in the US, back in the US, back in the USSR.
Anatoly used to sing back in the USSR with a college band in 1969. It nearly got him thrown out. His face lights up when he recalls his rebellious past. But when we talk about Luhansk today, he despairs. Some say the fighting will start again tomorrow, he says, that there'll be bombing again. No one is saying tomorrow will be better. So we've come now to a warehouse belonging to a drinks company in Luhansk, and for now it's absolutely full to the ceiling with boxes of humanitarian aid. These boxes here with red crosses on them are all part of the aid that was delivered on a big Russian convoy of 220 vehicles that crossed the border and came to Luhansk just a couple of days ago. There are plenty of damaged buildings in Luhansk, but some of the city's outlying villages were devastated by weeks of fighting and government shelling. Here in Hreshatovo, there's barely a house intact. Many have been demolished entirely. I'm just peering in through the window of this house here. A small house, but a complete charred, broken wreck. Not a thing left intact inside. Another queue, this time for the water truck, which has only just started coming to the village. For a while, during the fighting, it was simply too dangerous. Now, it's a vital lifeline. I meet Alexander, filling buckets to take back to his damaged house. He and his family only emerged from their basement 10 days ago.
He says his house is without a
roof and everything's burnt up.
And do you think it's over now? No, you think it's going to start again?
Надеемся, что нет, но не знаю.
Should I hope not?
Well, this really is a rather apocalyptic scene. I'm at a crossroads and I am surrounded by the twisted, burned out, devastated wrecks of a dozen or more armoured vehicles. This is a place called Latugane. It's about half an hour south of Luhansk, and it's where on August the 31st a retreating Ukrainian army convoy was utterly destroyed. This must have been a really terrifying scene. This was precise, ferocious work, possibly carried out by Russian helicopters. A reminder that if the ceasefire collapses totally, Ukraine's powerful neighbour is unlikely to stand by and watch.
The BBC's Paul Adams taking us to Luhansk in eastern Ukraine.